I'm going to say it's too lengthy, but it's not. I just can't make it through it, so I'm not even going to try to make it through it. But when I read that poem, I emailed it to my father and just said thank you in it. So if you haven't got a chance to read it, read it. But I'm going to tell you basically the synopsis of the poem, and hopefully this way I can make it through. But the story is about a boy who was set to run a race. And it was a children's race, and he was hoping to win. He began the race and was running in the front. He was running very well, but he tripped and he fell. As he was laying on the ground, deciding if he should get up and run and finish the race or not, he looked in the crowd and saw his father's face. And without a word, he heard his father's voice in his head, and it said, "Get up and win." And so he got up and he ran. And he ran faster than he'd ran before. And he started catching up back to the pack. And he started passing people. He got closer and closer, and so close to the front, he could almost taste it. And he said, "This time I'm going to make it." And he tripped, and he fell. And he was laying on the ground. And again, he heard his father's voice in his head, and it said, "Get up and win." And so he got up. This time he was determined. He would run, he ran, and he was catching up again. And he was running so fast, faster than he'd ever ran, faster than his legs could carry him. And he fell for the third time. And as he lay on the ground, facing the dirt, hopeless, a loser, he said, "I'm never getting up." And he heard his father's voice say, "You were not meant for failure here. Get up and win the race." So he mustered everything that he could. He got up and he ran. So far behind, he had no hope of winning the race. But he ran as best he could. And when he crossed the finish line, the crowd cheered wildly as though he had won the race. He looked through the crowd, scanned the crowd, found his father, walked over to him, hung his head low, and he said, "I didn't do so well." And his father put his hand on his shoulder and said, "To me you did. You won. Because you rose each time you fell." That's exactly why I can't read the poem. But when I read this poem, I immediately think about my parents. In the poem, my mom's the crowd. My mom cheered no matter what I did. You know, it was like I was in Cub Scouts and I hammered a nail into wood. "Oh, that's the greatest hammering of wood I've ever seen. That's fabulous." No matter what I did, my mom always cheered. She was always there to support me. I could have been horrible at something, and she'd just, "Oh, that's great. That's your unique way of doing that," is what she would tell me. "That's special." My dad was the one who always pushed me. He was the one, after all my soccer games, I would come over and I would ask Dad, how'd I do? How'd I do? And he would say, "You did great." He said, you know, and he'd tell me, "Well, you can work on this, or you can work on this, but you tried your best. You gave it your all, and I'm proud of you for it." Anytime I wanted to stop when I was playing sports, anytime I was running a race or playing soccer, and I wanted to quit, I would hear his voice in my head saying, "You can do it. Go. You can go harder," pushing me on. To this day, when I face something in my life that makes me want to stop, I still hear his voice saying, "Don't stop. Get up. Don't quit now." I know I'll always have that voice inside my head whenever I feel those situations. My playing days are long behind me, at least of good quality sports. I'm getting too old for that. But just in life, and when I deal with things in life and I'm just like, I can't go anymore. It's too hard. I hear his voice, and it says, "I know what you're capable of. You haven't hit your limit yet. Now get up and go." And that's one of the best gifts my father's ever given to me. I know even after he's gone, I'm still going to have his voice inside my head pushing me on and telling me to go. I try to instill that in my boys. I quote Rocky to him. Dad used to always tell me, he'd always say, it's a hard life to get a break in, son. And that meant just deal with it and go on. And so to them, I quote Rocky, and they don't understand it yet, but I tell them from the latest Rocky movie, Rocky says to his son, he says, it ain't about how hard you can hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward, because that's how winning is done. And I tell them, and they look at me kind of with a blank stare, and I hope at some point they understand what I'm trying to tell them. But it isn't about how hard you can hit. It's about how hard you can take those shots that people give to you and just keep moving forward. The value of that in my physical life has been immeasurable. The things I've been able to accomplish because of that voice inside my head that says, keep going, keep pushing, you can do more, you can do better. I can't tell you how valuable that's been to me. However, it has an even greater impact on us in our spiritual life that each one of us can learn from. Because God, our Father in heaven, tells you to get up. He says, don't sit, get up. God says, I know life is tough. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15, he says, for we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we, yet without sin. Jesus says, I've been there. I've been what you've been through. I've suffered that too. I know life is tough. Jesus says, get up anyway. I know it's hard. Get up. God says, I know you've sinned. Romans chapter 3, verse 23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. God said, I know you've sinned. Get up. God says, I know it's easy to make excuses to stay in a sinful situation. Romans chapter 6, verse 1. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? God says, I know it's easy to make excuses about the situation you're in, to explain it away. But He says, get up. Get out of that sinful situation. Make it right. God says, I know the race is hard. And many people are going to tell you, just stay down. You don't have to run. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1. Wherefore, seeing we are also compassed about with so great a cloud of witness, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which is so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. God says people are going to tell you to stop. People are going to tell you to lay down. But God says, get up. Revelation chapter 2, verse 10. Fear none of these things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall come and cast some of you into prison, that you may be tried, and you shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. God says, I'm waiting for you at the finish line. Now get up and run. Tonight, I want you to realize that God wants you to get up and win the race. God's waiting for you at the finish line saying, just get up. I'll help you, but you gotta get up. So tonight, in your spiritual life, get up and determine to serve God. Don't make excuses. Don't give reasons why you can't do what's right. But get up, put Him on in baptism, and after you're done, get up and serve Him. Christianity is not a lay down. Christianity is not a sit down religion. Christianity is a get up religion. If you've fallen under the load of sin, get up. God's waiting for you. If we can help you, come forward as we stand and sing.